Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bruce Pearl has retired at Auburn, and his son, Steven, is expected to be the head coach for the upcoming season.
Wow.
You know, just sort of, I can say I'm in this, you guys know I'm in these college basketball circles. This has been softly, I would say, softly speculated on for even going back to the summer. It's just been something that has come up. Bruce is 65.
Yeah. A young 65, I think.
A young 65,
right?
For sure, but he's 65.
Yeah, that's right.
He's been coaching basketball for a long, long time. Yeah. So I don't think it's really, like, out of nowhere. He's been at Auburn for 11 years. He's done an amazing job at Auburn. He's done an absolutely amazing job at Auburn. But he's 65. He's been there for 11 years. He's been to the Final Four twice. And I think, you know, listen, at some point you say, I've done enough.
Yeah,
my career, I've done enough.
Right.
And this is really
the setup.
He's getting his son the job.
Yeah,
he's getting his son the job. And by the way, this is exactly what Kelvin Sampson is going to do with Houston.
It'll be the same timing type deal.
You know, exactly. Make no mistake about it. The timing is probably the most important part of this. That you know he didn't do this in March of last year. Do you think Bruce Pearl woke up on September 22nd and decided, well, you know, today's the day?
No,
he did not do that. He did that because he wanted to make sure that he gave his son, Steven, the chance to you know, get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll see.
Thoughts on that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, Steven Pearl's never been, he's been an assistant. He's, you know, I have no clue. I think Bruce is one of the best college basketball coaches of the modern era. And while there are other parts to this discussion, I would just like to say and extend my appreciation for Bruce Pearl, because I just have always been a fan of his basketball teams.
Yeah.
I mean, going to a place like Auburn, it's easy to say now, but when he took the job in 2014, Auburn was a mess. Auburn had no history other than Charles Barkley. They were irrelevant in the SEC. I mean, Auburn was desperate. That's why, you know, I mean, Bruce Pearl, you got to go all the way back to it. He was coming off the show cause. He still had a show cause when Auburn hired him.
Yep.
But they were so desperate for relevance that they were willing to hire a coach who had a show cause.
Smart on them.
Very smart on them.
Yeah.
And it's paid off.
Yeah.
And he has taken Auburn from a irrelevant bottom tier SEC team to a perennial national championship contender. They didn't get there, but they got to two Final Fours. Six tournaments. They've won a share, at least a share, of three SEC regular season titles and two SEC tournaments. 246 and 125 at Auburn. I think you just have to give it up to the guy for being an amazing basketball coach.
No question.
And honestly, an ambassador for the sport of college basketball. Like, he, you know, when I think about Bruce Pearl, I think about high passion, high energy, just fun.
Well, you think
so
of him taking
fun.
His shirt off at game days and all that stuff. Coming even to Memphis when Josh was here, he showed up.
He just was everything you want you know, in a basketball coach. Mm-hmm. It's just the truth. He won. His team's defended. He had talent. I mean, you know, just a really freaking good basketball coach. Obviously, he was at Tennessee, was at Milwaukee, was at Southern Indiana, and now, you know, he's calling it a career, you know, with Auburn. He also went to the tournament all six of his seasons with the Vols. Don't underplay that either, because it's not like Tennessee was in a great spot when he took over. Took him to Sweet 16, took him to the Elite Eight three times for the Sweet 16, once for the Elite Eight. Of course, was fired after the whole barbecue thing in line of the NCAA. But in terms of on the court, he was just as good as it gets. Bruce Pearl was a freaking great basketball coach. And honestly, I don't know what's next for him. You know, politics have been talked about. But in terms of the sport of college basketball, man, he is going to be missed. And I, you know, you'll give Stephen Pearl a shot. But it's going to be hard for there not to be a big drop-off.
Oh.
It's going to be, I mean, just with anybody. I mean, just with anybody yeah. that Auburn would hire. I mean, you know, it's just going to be tough. Man, shout out to Bruce Pearl. You know, maybe we didn't always agree. We wouldn't always agree on sort of the way he did things, you know, in certain cases. But, like, there's just no arguing with the results. There's just no arguing with what that man did at Auburn. I mean, just in anywhere he's been, honestly. Just one of the winningest coaches, one of the best coaches in college basketball. I'm a fan, obviously, of his teams. And he'll be missed. He'll be missed in college basketball. So best of luck. And bon voyage to Bruce Pearl. He was getting out of the game in college basketball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.